Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
Yes, sir.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Stop! Big Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown! Oh, my goodness.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell, broadcasting live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Friday, everybody. Glad to have you listening. A big story, developing story, going down in the last 15 minutes or so with our own Julio Jones, which we're going to talk a lot about here in just a few minutes. But, Mike, as we get into the Falcon Report, and we do it every day, guys, it's brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Yeah, man, a large three-topping pizza, $7.99, carry-out only from your neighborhood Domino's. So whether you're hanging out, watching some maybe basketball playoffs, or maybe you're watching some Braves or some hockey, make it a Domino's night, a large three-topping pizza, $7.99, carry-out only. Guys, we're here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. When the news came down.
Kennesaw.
What did I say? All right, check that, Arthur. If you had it at 5:05, I was checking out mentally. Yeah, we're up here in Kennesaw right off of Barrett Parkway. When we got the news and the update from Mike Conti, and Arthur had it for us from Ian Rappaport from NFL Network, the reaction in the bar was bananas. We've got a pretty good crowd here as guys are getting off of work and rolling in at Twin Peaks. I mean, we know what Julio brings to the table. But to hear Julio allegedly not happy with his contract, and now, Carl, in a year – where we thought the rhythm between Matt Ryan and Julio was paramount, giving Steve Sarkisian the time with Julio, which apparently didn't have last year, with Julio dealing with the surgery and all that. This is not what Falcon fans want to hear, that he's not happy with his contract. Going back to what you said, what, a month ago, you thought this was a thing.
I did.
About him not showing up for the voluntary workouts. Now Julio Jones says, according to Ian Rappaport, will not be participating in the OTAs.
Yeah, let's go back for a minute and just kind of reset this for you guys, because I think it's important before, you know, maybe some of you start going in on Julio. Now, I'm going to say this flat out. I don't think the Falcons should do this right now. We have a lot of other pressing issues, okay? Julio is currently under contract, and he still has a lot of money left on his current deal. But with that said, we live in a day and age where when these kind of things happen, a lot of times teams decide to fold up and make the decision to pay guys, and it ultimately hurts the franchise moving forward. But with that said, just to kind of rewind and put this in perspective from Julio's standpoint, and the reason why I thought this was a thing, and I didn't know what it was 3-4 weeks ago when we talked about this, Mike, I just found it interesting that the guy just decided to scrub his Instagram and everybody tried to make not a big deal of it. Mm-hmm. He was latching out, right? He was reaching out and trying to say, hey, I'm unhappy, or whatever it was at the time, and we just said, well, he wants to start new and afresh. He is currently the 8th highest paid wide receiver in the league. I'm going to tell you who's in front of him. Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, DeAndre Hopkins, Hopkins with the Texans, Sammy Watkins, Jarvis Landry, A.J. Green, Devontae Adams, then Julio. All of their per-year averages are higher than what Julio will make this next season, which is about $14.2 million. So if you're Julio Jones and you're over 1,000 yards again and you've shown what you mean to this football team, yeah, I might want my contract updated too. But I got to be honest with you guys, as we talk about this at 404-741-0929, Mike, and you guys can chime in as well. Find us on social media. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put Him Up, C. Dukes. Hit us up on the radio station at 92.9 The Game and also at Dukes and Bell 929. Sammy Watkins, to me, is where you start going, wait a minute. He just signed a 3-year, $48 million deal, $21 million signing bonus, $30 million guaranteed. Here's the deal. Julio, in his mind, and I don't know if he's wrong, thinks he's better than half of these guys. He may not be better than Antonio Brown, but, you know, the deal is when you start saying I'm the 8th on average highest paid wide receiver,
okay,
what do I mean to my team? Now, that's his argument. What's yours?
Oh, he got paid $47 million guaranteed, what, 3 years ago was the deal?
Yes.
I mean, there's always
2015.
Look, there's always going to be some lag or some lapse between your contract and the next big deal. Just like when Jimmy Garoppolo gets his monster contract, he hasn't accomplished jack in the NFL. You know, a couple of wins with the Patriots and what, five wins with the 49ers. That does not make most guys worth the kind of contract Garoppolo got. That's the going rate. I hope the Falcons don't cave, because I'm sorry, guys, and if this hurts your tender sensibilities about Julio, so be it. He doesn't score enough touchdowns. Julio Jones does not get in the end zone, and you want to argue about Sark or Matt or the O-line. He does not score. With the season on the line, Carl, we went to him three times in the red zone, actually in the end zone in Philly. What do we get for it?
We didn't score.
And I'm not trying to play to the crowd. I mean, this the same argument you and I have had a million times on this show. When's the last time a super-duper star wide receiver brought home a Lombardi trophy? And by the way, we discussed this during the commercial break with a bunch of guys here. Julio makes an amazing toes-down catch on the sideline. We just saw it this afternoon on NFL Network. Julio did enough in 16 to put you in the Super Bowl to win it. But that's then, that's now. I'm not prepared to renegotiate Julio's deal when I got bigger fish to fry on a top-rated defense.
I want you to hear from Ian Rappaport on NFL Network. And his report is basically that Julio is among those not expected to be at OTAs. Now, it is voluntary. It is not mandatory, okay? So that part of it, he hasn't been there to begin with. I don't know what that means. But then after saying that, Ian Rappaport went on to say this.
Is one of those big names that at this point is not expected to be present for the start of OTAs, has not been there, really all through offseason conditioning, has been training back at Alabama. And a couple of things we need to know about this. First of all, it's really not a big deal to the Falcons. He didn't spend a lot of time at OTAs last year. He was actually in China, I believe, if you follow his social media. But I am told Julio Jones wants some sort of correction or update to his contract. Only set to make $10.5 million this year.
Correction. Correction. That's a new deal. I mean, if you're going to correct my deal, Mike, then you're telling me that you're either going to give me more money.
Right.
Or I'm getting a raise. I mean, what's a correction?
I mean, you got a brand new contract. The contract now, again, because the salary cap has gone up. Talk to your agent, Julio. Maybe you should have gotten a better deal. I mean, that's the reality of it.
I think
there's always going to be a guy.
Look, he got a fair deal at the time.
Is Jimmy Garoppolo more quarterback than Aaron Rodgers? No, but that's the way the marketplace played out. And if your ego is so fragile that you think that now you are a guy who deserves that kind of coin, you screw up the pay scale for the rest of everything else we want to do. I don't like Matt getting the money he got. I don't think anybody deserves that kind of money. He hasn't won a Super Bowl, but that was the going rate. And eventually, Julio, I'm sorry the timing didn't work. You're now a guy who's got often injured, can't give me three consecutive plays. We know no one debates your toughness when you've battled through injury and all that, but I'm talking about right now. We're in the window. I need you at Flowery Branch working with the quarterback and the offensive coordinator. I don't need this nonsense.
We have too many core pieces that we need to also give extensions to that guys have not necessarily been given their due. To include Grady Jarrett, to include Deion Jones, to include your first-round pick a couple of years ago and Keanu Neal, to include a guy that I think is going to get back in the double-digit sacks, that's Vic Beasley, also another first-round pick. Oh, and I forgot Jake Matthews. Who is your blindside protection for Matt Ryan? There are too many pieces on the table right now.
Boom.
To look at this and go, yeah, we should give Julio the money. Now, I know a lot of our Twitter followers have said, Dukes, this is simple. They're going to give him the money. I don't see it that way. And I don't think that they should. Now, I don't know what the Falcons will do. And this is no knock on Julio and his value. But I just think there's a time and a place, and I get it. You see the money being thrown around, and you go, wait a minute, dude, I'm the eighth highest paid wide receiver in the league. I'm better than that. And he may be. But, guys, I'm totally against the idea of this right now. I'm not telling you it won't happen. But for everybody who said weeks ago, Mike, when we had this conversation, not to worry, it's no big deal,
right.
Yada, yada,
that was me.
Yada.
And by the way, I gave credit to Vaughn McClure just now on Twitter. Follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game. He is, put him up, C-Dukes, I'm Mike Bell, ATL.
It's the thing.
We're live here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Your chance to win $1,000 with our national signing bonus contest coming up. Here's the thing, guys. How else do you measure elite wide receivers? How do you separate the Julio from the Odell Beckham from the Antonio Brown? We joke around about this all the time. You're going to judge them by height or touchdowns?
Touchdowns.
I mean, it's touchdowns. And if we had seven more touchdowns this year, we might have had home field advantage. He had seven drops. The man was tied for second for the most drops in the NFL this year. And you got the balls to ask for a raise?
Yeah. Yeah.
You scored two touchdowns from your quarterback, three if you count the playoff touchdown against the Rams. You got a lot of balls to ask for a raise off that year.
I'll tell you this.
I don't want to hear about the 1,400 yards.
Well,
because we're great inside the red zone, Carl. No, we're not great inside the red zone. That's where you make the difference.
Yeah, but I will tell you this. That matters. It may not matter to us, but it matters when you start talking about the moving, how this offense functions and the movement of the offense up and down the field. It may not be a selling point to you, but it's a selling point to this offense. And I'm going to tell you, if I'm his agent, I'm telling you, what are you doing without my 1,400 yards? Because that's a factor. I do agree with you,
right.
But that's what they're going to say, Mike, is listen, take those 1,400 away, and where's this offense? Where are we?
I mean, go back and look. You got to go back 5 or 6 years to see Julio in double digits in touchdowns. And if you don't believe me, just Google Julio Jones' stats, and you'll see it. For an elite receiver, he does not score enough. No one debates, Carl, by the way, to your point, the dirty work.
No doubt.
No one debates it. He's a physical freak. And when he fights through a safety coming over the top and the bracketing. But, I mean, guess what? That's part of your job description, brother. If you are the man, be the man. Him and Sanu had way too many drops. It cost us too many possessions and too many games this year. This is not the time or the place to be pulling this.
I want to play the Ian Rappaport one more time. This is not Dukes and Bell's words. We were chilling today.
Right.
We're at Twin Peaks.
I'm about to go on a vacation for 10 days, and you throw this in my face.
We're having a great time, and a lot of folks have made their way out here. It's good to see and meet a bunch of our listeners.
And by the way, Bar, make some noise. Make some noise, people.
Thank you, guys.
I like to hear.
But I want to make sure that people hear this, because as you hear things on this show, and some of you, you know, it comes in one ear and out the other, and I get it. But this was my issue when this whole thing happened a couple of weeks ago. What is he saying? Well, now we know. And when you say you want your contract updated, guys, that's a raise. That's as simple as I can put it. Here's Ian Rappaport one more time. Then we're going to give you a chance to win $1,000.
But I am told Julio Jones wants some sort of correction or update to his contract. Only set to make $10.5 million this year.
Now, this is the other part of this, and this is from a tweet that Ian put out. He says, considering the kind of teammate Julio is, and this comes with the respect factor with the team, it sounds like the team is willing to consider it. Not do it, but consider it. Okay? So, we'll see where this goes, guys.
Well,
but I gotta be honest, Mike. It's not the time for this
right
now.
I mean, we hear that, you know, by the way, the brotherhood thing that Dan Quinn preaches, and we back it up on the radio, and I tried to pour cold water over this when Fawn McClure threw this out there twice back in April about Julio not being happy, hearing whispers. Well, the whispers are shout now, because now we're yelling about it. The problem I have, Carl, with Julio right now, dude, you didn't put up the numbers last year that matter most, all right? We're not playing fantasy. I mean, even in fantasy football, I got to have the touchdowns. The yardage is great. I need you in the end zone. You and Matt couldn't make it work. We were told this year that you were going to put the time in camp, and that Sark was going to have the time to help develop this offense. That didn't happen last year.
That's the part that I want. That's what I want. And that's why him not being at OTAs, it may not be a big deal to you, but he had a bunion that he was recovering from last year. I was willing to give him the leeway. You're healthy, dude. I need you there. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
Mark, M-A-R-K. M-A-R-K, text it right now to 72881. That's 72881. Mark.
It's not Mark with a C.
No, it's not. Thank God.
Mark with a K. That's Mark to 72881. Look at our guys on the phones. Who doesn't want more money? I'd love to see this. Dozens of people on their phone here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Mark to 72881. That's the number you text it to, Carl.
All right, man. We're going to get more into this coming up. Stay tuned. But next, Frank Caliendo, one of the funniest guys out there, is going to join us. He's coming to town, and you can get tickets to go see Frank. We'll get his opinions on a variety of things. He's a big sports fan, too.
Hey, one last note on Julio. Why would I give a contract extension and a raise to a guy who has a nut and bolt set in his ankle and was banged up at times the last two seasons?
Because you believe in what he does for your football team. And I do believe in what he does for the football team.
But is that how
team.
The Patriots win Super Bowls? By giving injured guys, the guys that have issues, contract extension when they're pushing 30?
I don't think it's the right time. I don't. I'm not going to knock Julio and his physicality, because he's shown he's got the ability to do some special things. The timing for me is the point. Hey, we're coming back. Frank Caliendo next, live from Twin Peaks. It is Dukes and Bell. We're going to open up the phone lines here in a little bit, in about 10 minutes, to give you an opportunity to chime in on the Julio Jones news that has hit, and a lot of people responding, as Ian Rappaport from NFL Network came out today and basically said that Julio would like an update to his contract. Translation, a new contract. I don't know any other way to put it, so 10 minutes, guys. We're going to let you chime in on this conversation.
We've talked a lot about it here at the bar on the air. Matt got in the NFL 3 years ahead of Julio, and as they say, Carl, these are the breaks. Good break for us on a Friday. You're stuck in traffic. One of our favorite guys, been on the show with Carl and me separately, but now together for the first time. Frank Caliendo is going to be in town next weekend. What's up, Frankie?
Yay!
Hey, Frank, Carl and I were saying, how do you come up with – what is that routine like when you're in residence in Vegas? I mean, how do you do that every night? Is it like 18 Red Bulls? How do you keep yourself going?
I gave up on it. That's what I did. That's the difficult thing. The tough thing about doing a show in Vegas is somebody from Atlanta might be sitting next to somebody from Idaho who might be sitting next to somebody from San Francisco, and everybody laughs at something a little bit differently because they're – it's, you know, where you grow up, where you live, culture is a little bit different. So that is a pretty difficult thing. But in Vegas, you kind of have to stay middle of the road and really just do the greatest hits. And that's kind of the opposite of what I'm doing as I go out now. I'm working on some other stuff, even some non-impression stuff. I'm still doing the impressions because that's what people are, if I'm going to charge people for it, I better do some of that stuff. So. But really working on a bunch of new stuff and doing some different things.
Dude, it's good to hear from you. It's been a while since I had a chance to see you. I did see Frank when he was out, had the residence out there. I think it was the Monte Carlo at the time out in Vegas. And then obviously he's been around the country. Guys, you see him on your favorite pregame shows over the last few years. How up to date are you on your sports impressions? Give us a few.
Well, one of the, you know, there's not really a ton of new ones as far as that, but in terms of Charles Barkley's always doing something that's great, and I just loved his apology to Draymond Green after saying, you know, I want to punch Draymond Green in the face. The best thing was his apology was basically, I apologize for Draymond having such a punchable face.
Charles.
He's so honest. That's what I love about Charles is this his sincerity and believing, you know, he can just say things and he gets in a little bit of trouble sometimes, but he's speaking from the heart, and that's what I really love about him.
Frank, it's almost like, as Frank Caliendo joins us, he's going to be in town. We'll tell you about the dates and where you can see him coming up. But it's almost like the prefix of, with all due respect, .. but yeah. I'm going to disrespect you.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what makes him great. My apology only goes so far because you're a knucklehead.
Frank, you still got you still have your Madden down? I mean, it's been some time since he's been off the air, and people have heard him, but used to do an amazing Madden as well.
Well, yeah, I still throw it out there because people want to hear it, and this is honest. This isn't a bit. So my real reaction when somebody says, "Do John Madden," I just go, "Boom." Right? That's what I do. And the worst place to do that is in line at TSA when a TSA agent says that to you. Do a little mad and you go, boom! In the words of Charles Barkley, that's just terrible. So that's happened to me a couple times. Nobody's ever come and taken me away, but it's just my reaction. So I'll throw out a little bit of Madden because people want to see it. People would always say that Gruden was the new Madden. Now with him back at the Raiders, people are like, are you going to be able to do him anymore? Absolutely, because now he'll be on every network. And I got to do the for the Super Bowl, yeah, saying ridiculous things. That's what, you know, Gruden, we're not going to use any GPS. What? Why not? How are the guys going to get nowhere to get to practice? You're crazy. But I did the event for the NFL owners at the Super Bowl this last year, and nothing is harder than performing for billionaires, because if you're trying
to
if you're trying to understand, like, you're trying to have something in common, you're like, hey, you ever been to Walmart? I own the competitor. Sorry. So what do? I started messing with Mark Davis, and then afterwards I went to talk to Mark Davis, and I'm like, hey, I'm sorry for messing with you. And he's like, can you believe I gave John Gruden $10 million a year? I'm crazy. I thought he was like a used car salesman from 1985. The first line I said there, though, was Roger Goodell sitting in the front row. And I go, in 15 years of being on pregame shows for football, I've never done a Roger Goodell impression. And the look he gave me was just this real, you know, stare you could cut with a knife. It was just like a killer stare. And I said, I've never done it in 15 years, and I'm not going to start today. And he gave me a standing ovation. And right there, I had an idea for like a, you know, an anthem protest kind of joke, but they hadn't paid me yet, so I didn't do it.
I was going to say, man, that's got to be one of the toughest rooms. One of our favorites, Frank, is always doing Bob Kraft because he always sounded like he downed like a fifth of Cutty Sark before he got on the microphone. Frank Caliendo's with us. Frank, where are you going to be playing so people can – I think you owe the listeners an explanation of where we can see you, Frank.
I will be out at that was wonderful. I will be out at the Punchline on only one show on Monday, the 28th.
May 28th?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
The
it
28th.
Is. May 28th.
Not this Monday, the Monday after it. And there's
Memorial
about 25,
Monday.
35 tickets left. So that's it.
Now here's the deal. You guys, and I say you guys as in comics, for the you know generally speaking, this is what you love, though, right? I mean, being on the road, hitting the road and being in different cities like Atlanta and doing some new stuff and experimenting, and it is kind of the essence of what you love, right?
Yeah, well, I've gotten in such a rut of doing the same things over and over and over that's why I'm doing these smaller venues and just messing around a lot. And people have a lot of fun. It's funny because I thought there's a lot of failure involved when you try new jokes, and I thought that would be a turnoff for people. People seem to... They really like it. They like it more than my normal show because my normal show, I just go beat, beat, beat. You know, it's joke, 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 voice, 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 voice. And you never get to see me. And people after the shows are like, wow, we actually got a feeling of who you are. And that's kind of changes. So, and that's what I'm working on and trying to do and get better as a comic. But like I said, the impressions will always be a little part of what I do. And I'll do plenty of them there. Instead of doing like 45-minute sets, I've been doing an hour and 15, hour and 20. So... And then meet and greets. I've been staying after the show and saying hello to everybody and hanging out with people for a little bit, and it's been great. So the Punchline on May 28th, it's a week from this coming Monday, so about 10 days away or so.
It is Frank Caliendo with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline as we're live at Twin Peaks. We don't want to make Frank Carlin do, like, the impressions, you know, like, was it the CN spell?
Well, I have no problem doing it, Mike, to sell the show.
All right, give me some Trump. You got to give me some POTUS. Come on, man.
Listen, you guys are doing a tremendous job, and right now this is probably the greatest ratings you've ever had. You're doing a good show, but now it's a great show, and that's what I do is I make things better.
This is true. You do. POTUS does make things
make
better.
Oh, man. Well, he'll do this. This is one of the things I talk about. He'll throw these words at the end of everything. This is how he gets people on board with stuff. He'll say something totally off the wall and then say, and everybody knows it. So he'll say, like, there's a colony of people on Mars, and 100% of those people voted for me, and everybody knows it.
Self-affirmation. Oh,
it's
man,
tremendous.
Frank Caliendo,
really
Punchline, one show only. All right, 28th,
man.
Baby.
Yeah.
Memorial Day Monday.
And he said it. Tickets are they're running out. And listen, most of you guys are going to be off. You're looking for something to do. Go see our man. He's hilarious. But more importantly, he's a good dude. Frank, it's good to talk with you, and good luck on this tour, man, and I hope to see you on Monday, May 28th, and catch up with you, my man.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
No doubt.
We always love having Frank on.
Frank Caliendo.
We have so many, you know, we have comedians on over the course of the year, and Carl's, you know, known Frank as long as I have. He's the nicest, sweetest guy. I mean, some of these guys have egos and insecurities, and he's always so cool to jump in and just play ball with you. He's a great guy.
He really is, man. Your phone calls at 404-741-0929. All right, we're going to fit in as many as we possibly can here in this next segment.
Now, if you're just getting in the car and you missed out on everything before we talked to Frank, we had an argument about a month ago about a Vaughn McClure insinuation that Julio Jones is not happy with where his lot in life now sits amongst wide receiver salaries. You said it was a thing. I said it wasn't a thing. Well, guess what?
It's a thing. We'll come back. We're live at Twin Peaks, 404-741-0929. Basic question, guys. Julio wants to update his contract. Do you do it? It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Glad to see everybody out here having a good time, getting the weekend started off right. Big shout out to our engineering crew, Eric Davis on site today, AT executive producing back at the studio. It's Craig behind the glass. And guys, the topic is simple. Do you update Julio's contract? Now, Craig, real quick, I want to play the Ian Rappaport one more time on NFL Network talking about Julio Jones. Here's the gist of this, guys, and it's very simple. Ian Rappaport saying that he will not be at OTAs. All right. I don't think that's a big surprise. He hasn't been at these voluntary workouts since they started. But the idea that Julio wants his contract updated and the team sees that as he's a good teammate, we will consider it, has me troubled a little bit. Here's Ian Rappaport.
But I am told Julio Jones wants some sort of correction or update to his contract. Only said to make $10.5 million this year.
All right. With that said, Mike, 404-741-0929.
With all the bonuses and roster bonus, it's about $12 million
yes,
and change.
It is.
But here's the argument.
On average, every per year, it's about 14.2.
And it goes up next year. He's just about, I think, 14 next year. Carl, we've been going round and round. And I will say this. Ever since this story broke, and you and I went round and round when Vaughn McClure first dropped it, for guys who are just tuning in, and he insinuated that there were whispers that Julio wasn't satisfied. I'm like, well, what are these whispers? Let's go on record. And you said, this is a thing. And I said, this ain't a thing. Well, Vaughn had it right. It is a thing. Give credit where credit's due. Here's the issue I have for you. The bar's going bananas. We got five guys screaming at each other over here over Julio's contract. No one debates what he did, what he's done, what he did in the Super Bowl and Super Bowl 51
okay,
to put you, Carl, in a position with 4.5 minutes left to win the game. But that's 2 years ago. There's no bearing on where we are now. And I know that people hate when we bring this up, but do you think the Patriots would be held ransom by a star wide receiver? Not in a million years.
No, they've moved on from other guys. We've seen it.
And they've moved on. They move on from guys who are about ready to get paid on that second contract
yeah,
in the prime of their career. Linebackers, you name the position. They rarely pay big. And when they do, it's for guys like Gronkowski. And even then, you tell me if Gronk continues to get injured, they're not going to cut him? Don't get sentimental over this, guys. I need a team to be on the same page with an offensive coordinator and an offensive line that struggled. We were sold a bill of goods, and everyone's going to be kumbaya this year in the brotherhood, working out, Julio on the same page. Remember last year, the knock was Julio and Taylor Gabriel, Carl, weren't out there, so we didn't know what Sark could do because he didn't really have the familiarity with him. I don't need this distraction and sideshow. We're not going to trade Julio, but I'm not going to give him a contract extension right now. Because I got to pay – I'm sorry to bother you. I got to pay four defensive studs. I got to pay Vic Beasley,
well,
Grady
you're
Jarrett,
not keeping them all.
Keanu. I mean, well, I'd rather pay guys in the prime of their career than a 30-year-old wide receiver who has injury history.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the reality is we're not going to be able to keep them all because they're all going to command a high dollar because they are playing at a very high level. Let's talk to Thomas on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thomas, what do you think, man? You update his contract?
No, sir, I would not. Hey, man, sorry about that.
Hey, man.
There's the cat man from Noonan, and I'm telling you, no, I would not. There's no way I would. These other guys, Jarrett, Vic Beasley, everybody, they got to have money, too. And the money you try that Julio wants, let me tell you right now, we got Calvin Ridley for a reason. I'm telling you. I just believe
well,
that.
Listen, it's interesting now how this has played out. I do think the Falcons drafted Calvin Ridley with the idea that, and I do think it's going to happen. He's going to be on the field with Julio and Sanu. But moving forward, it does give you some options because he can play on the outside as well. Thanks, Thomas. Let's talk to Cody. Cody and Dalton, you're in the game with Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey,
what do you think,
all right,
Cody?
So I don't think they should. I mean, look at the season he's coming off of, the drop passes, especially whenever it counts. So, you know, he just signed that new deal, I believe. So if he's not happy with it, he should have got himself a new deal, plain and simple. He's a professional. He should do what any professional does, put in the work, especially the voluntary work, show up to work, do your job, suck it up for a year, let the results show for themselves, and then get your money, and then get paid with the big boys.
The problem, you know, we have here is a lot of guys are hitting us up about, like, where Matt's – I appreciate the call. Matt's contract – I said this at the end of the last segment, Carl. Matt came in the league in 08. Julio came in the league in 2011.
Right.
You're never going to be on the same page, okay? I mean, you're going to have some lapse time, right? There are other wide receivers, just like Garoppolo didn't deserve the money that he got compared to what Aaron Rodgers has accomplished or any other quarterback. I mean, there's always going to be some inequity in your pay in the NFL. And you can't – the Falcons have too many young players that are too important on the defensive side to take a guy who is 30 and has had a history of injuries.
And he's no not 30 one, yet, but he will
yeah,
be.
Yeah, he'll be in by the time we're in the next season.
Yes.
Carl, no one debates Julio's toughness, but I've also got to look at this coldly and analytically. He doesn't score enough touchdowns. The trend in the scoring has gone down. The drops are up. He was tied for second in drops. He had two touchdowns from Matt Ryan, three if you count Sanu, four if you count the playoff throw against the Rams. But Antonio Brown, the Odell Beckhams, when he's healthy, they score more touchdowns. You want to be paid like those guys, play like those guys.
Brown, Mike Evans, DeAndre Hopkins, Sammy Watkins, Jarvis Landry, A.J. Green, and Devontae Adams all in front of Julio as the average per year salary. And, again, I'm not his agent, but for his agent, he'd say, listen, for what Julio means to this team and what he does, he's as important as any of these guys. And to your argument, that's what the Falcons should respond. It's just we're just not putting any ends on the – now, I will say this, because you know I was going hard and heavy at Sarkisian, and rightfully so. You guys watched the product last year. Do the Falcons believe that that was more about the play calling and the inability to keep teams, as far as being balanced with the offense? Was that more Sarkisian? And they go, well, listen, Julio did his part, but we couldn't give him the ball enough. Those plays weren't designed. Do the Falcons feel that way? And that's why they might even consider this?
I mean, well, then go get another offensive coordinator, okay? I mean, you just admit you made a mistake with Sark. You waited till the season was over. Well, Shanahan put you up against the wall, and you didn't have other options.
But isn't bringing Greg Knapp in kind of admitting that?
Well, a lot of people feel if this team gets off to a sluggish start, the Knapp takes over as OC. I don't know this. They never told us that. Not that they would ever throw that out there in a press conference. I don't trust Sarkisian. I didn't trust him last year. I don't trust him now. There's no reason to think that somehow the genius juice has gotten into his noggin in the last offseason. He had never been an NFL offensive coordinator. Everyone just assumes in the second year Matt gets better with these OCs. Like this, I don't see it. Shanahan, we got spoiled with. This guy isn't Shanahan. DeAndre Hopkins, Jimmy Graham, Devontae Adams, Antonio Brown, Alshon Jeffrey, Marvin Jones, Jarvis Landry, 9 touchdowns. Michael Crabtree, A.J. Green on a bad Bengals team. These are all guys with a lot more touchdowns, double and sometimes 3 times the amount of touchdowns as Julio.
Let's talk to Jason. Jason, you're in the game with Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, guys, talking about Julio Jones. Information coming out today per Ian Rappaport saying that he will not be at OTAs, the voluntary, it's not mandatory, but that he also wants to correct or have a correction on his contract. To me, that's simple language I want to raise. What do you think, Jason?
I don't think they renew the contract right now. Listen, Julio, I didn't think he was that type of guy. You know, just come in next year, do your thing, then you have more leverage to bring to the table for this kind of conversation, you know.
Does it frustrate you? Frustrate you a little bit as a Falcon fan?
Yeah.
I think he hung up.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Yeah, because, like I said, Julio was a different guy. You know, I thought he was not like these other receivers as far as ego and this and that and the other. Maybe he should just put his head down and do the work and, you know.
I'm going to say this. And Jason, it's a great point. And the reason why I say, are you frustrated, is because I'm seeing this on social media. Dukes, I'm PO'd. I can't believe this. Blah, blah, blah. I've never thought him to be a diva, and I'm not going to use that word. But if this is Odell Beckham with the Giants, he's getting killed today.
Oh, me, brother, I couldn't agree with you
more. He's getting killed today.
And Julio, we've never ever gone down that road on Julio. Oh, this guy's a diva. He's one of these guys like Odell Beckham, to your point. Do you understand this real quick? Let me throw some more numbers at you. Dez Bryant, who the Cowboys said is washed up.
Six touchdowns. Double.
They cut bait on a guy with 6 touchdowns. And, by the way, you want to talk about touchdowns? Jordy Nelson had 6 in a third of a season. I mean, you've got to find a way to get the answer. How else do you measure the elite wide receivers? Julio, baby, you picked the wrong year to start complaining about your paycheck.
We're coming back top 3 at 6, including the Braves back in action tonight at SunTrust. We're going to talk more about this as well. We got the Preakness coming up this weekend. Lots of stuff coming up, man. It's Dukes and Bell live from Twin Peaks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.